This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Sir the Observer. Starting off, well, the thing about the employed, it is voluntary, so I'm not too worried about that. As far as Speaker's Corner, maybe I would fit in, but the thing I like about podcasts is no competition. On Speaker's Corner, I'm sure you got all these guys out there street preaching all day. Hey, you know, I've got a pretty loud voice. I might be able to, you know, make my way there, but hey, in Podspace, it's just me and the microphone, and apparently I find that a rather enjoyable thing. Besides, we know that, you know, I'm rather shy and quiet, and not really one to talk or type a lot, so, you know, I might feel kind of self-conscious on Speaker's Corner. In regards to the gaming, Asher and Skull 2, I don't even know if that's still going. It wasn't a big commercial success, and when I left, it was, you know, they were consolidating servers and stuff, so I'm not sure if that's even still going, but, you know, Guild Wars, my brother is massively into World of Warcraft and is constantly trying to get me in, and the reason I'm not doing online gaming these days is because I do just get way too much into it, so instead, I'm into forums and do pretty much the same thing in the forums. City of Heroes, I wanted to check that out with the superheroes, and you get to be a superhero and develop your powers and everything like that. It'd be kind of fun if Skeptic got into that. You know, he could practice his skills as a superhero and maybe put to rest some of those steroid rumors that have been going around. As far as the lurker, you know, that's net slang, and I guess maybe it does have a kind of a derogatory connotation. I don't think of it that way, though, because I really think, you know, like I said, I've got a love for the lurkers. I really admire. In my mind, I just think, wow, you know. And by the way, I used to do it, too. So I do rather admire someone who can just read and process information and not necessarily feel the need to chime in on everything. And that's I think, an admirable trait. But, yeah, you know, the way you say it, you know, lurker, you know, like a bad smell. I mean, okay, yeah, okay. If you say it like lurker, then it does sound bad. But yeah, it's, so maybe what we should say instead is discerning contributor. So I can think of you as a discerning contributor and as Sir the Observer, and that does sound a lot better, I guess, than Lurker. Your statue is in the mail. As far as the podcast adoption, yeah, it's a new feature, and, you know, I'm, of course, one of the reasons, there is a madness to my method. One of the reasons I'm just hopping on and doing podcasts is just to hopefully, by example, at least, although I'm hoping maybe not everyone will be quite the podcast spammer I am, although maybe I'd be kind of fun. Everyone has a story to tell, and I'm fascinated by the stuff that some of my fellow members are putting out on the podcast. It just blows my mind, and everyone's got, you know, got their angle on things. And as we get more into the discussion, you know, right now it's mostly introductions and, you know, us spouting off on things. But as these pod threads, man, I'll tell you, the Skeptic really hit the nail on the head with pod threads. I mean, podcasting's not anything new, but what Skeptic's done in combining a popular online forum with podcasting is, that's dynamite. And we're not even getting started with that. It's really, and, you know, Skeptic's no doubt going to refine this whole thing and integrate the podcasting. I'm looking forward to a time, and this will take some effort, but I'm kind of hoping that podcasts will get integrated into the general forums in the sense that, along with just being able to reply with a text message, there'll be a button right there on any post where you can reply with a podcast. Now, wouldn't that be cool? But, you know, there's plenty of reasons why people won't do podcasts, and I don't want to go around arm-twisting people. You know, people will get into podcasting if they want to, and they'll get into podcasting when they feel like it, and that's the right time to do it. And there's various reasons. I mean, you know, that first setup can be a bear, as Mr. Whoopi has so eloquently described. And, you know, maybe they're on dial-up and, you know, the audio data. I mean, you know, these podcasts take up a lot of space. So, you know, if you're on dial-up, that can be a real disincentive. All you can still do it, it just takes more. And some people just like, especially on a conspiracy site, they like the anonymity, or I guess it's pseudonymity because we use pseudonyms online. But they like the fact that, I mean, there's people that log into ATS that just don't want other people knowing who they are, and maybe don't want other people knowing that they log in, you know. And I know for some members, they might not want to have their unmasked voice on ATS, and I completely respect that. Just because I don't feel that need doesn't mean I don't understand that people can, and I'm pretty paranoid about my own online identity, and yet, here I am. As far as mandatory modcasts, I think that should be a moderator decision. Besides, a lot of the mods may not, you know, may have some of the same issues that members do as far as reasons why they can't podcast. So it'd be nice. I love it when the moderators introduce themselves that way, and I think it's a good thing for the membership to hear that the moderators are not just, you know, warn bots and ban bots, and, you know, no, they're people too, and you know, when you get into an argument with a mod, you're getting into an argument with a person, a fellow member, and, you know, the thing to bear in mind when you do that is they're the ones with the warn buttons, and you're not, so fair warning. And then finally, just the thing about music and podcasts, it's just rubbish, you know, but I do both. And actually, I started off with a lot more formal podcasting. And, you know, Skeptic has been encouraging us and has, you know, passed along the conventional wisdom that, hey, just you and a microphone is pretty good, and a lot of people seem to prefer those kinds of podcasts. I'm finding myself going in that direction. I mean, notice, you know, these days I'll do some music, intro music and stuff for some features, but for most, the vast majority of my podcasts are just, this is magic, you know, and here we go. So, you know, I'm kind of actually gravitating more in the direction of away from music. But, you know, if members want to do music, it's one of the beauties of podcasting is you can express yourself like you see fit. And some members really like to use the bumper music and stuff. And I'll use it for some things like The World of Magic or The Discounselor's Report or stuff like that. But, yeah, you're right. Frankly, I rather like it when a podcast comes on, someone says, yeah, this is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. And then, bam, they're right to the, you know, getting to the point. And I really do like those kind of podcasts, too. But, you know, different strokes for different folks and whatever people want to do. I mean, look at Sophie Crow's stuff. I love that stuff. And Sophie's just got this really unique approach to podcasting that I'm doing my best to encourage. Sophie, I just love the way you do that. It's just so trippy. So, you know, the way we do our podcasts will be an expression of what we, our individual preferences. And I guess mine is, my podcasting style is to just talk and talk and talk. And on that note, this is Magic, concluding at long last an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Sir the Observer on the topic of his introduction. Take care.